With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Hearings are ramping up for President Trump's cabinet nominees.
Senate Armed Services Committee Chair Roger Wicker says Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth will face questioning on January 14th. The former Fox News host and veteran has been visiting Senate offices to get support from Republicans.
I'm trying to understand him.
Hegseth has told senators he wouldn't drink while defense secretary and pushed back on reports of misbehavior. Utah Republican Senator John Curtis says neutral may not be the best to describe his view of Hegseth right now. Maybe open-minded.
I want the president to be very, very successful in all his endeavors. And this is among the highest for me of the responsibilities of the president to get this right.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Pentagon is watching China's military buildup targeting the island of Taiwan and its relations with Russia.
The Pentagon report says China is expanding its nuclear force, has increased military pressure against Taiwan, and has strengthened its ties with Russia. Those actions are accelerating key areas of conflict with the United States. A senior defense official warned that Beijing is working towards developing a more diverse and technologically sophisticated nuclear force. While the expected number of nuclear warheads has maintained consistent growth, China is broadening its targeting abilities. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Congress will vote this week on new legislation that would restrict U.S. investments in China. The new restrictions are part of a 1,700-page stopgap spending bill that would fund the government until March 14th. Current funding measure runs out Friday night. The new bill will include rules that would limit U.S. investments in artificial intelligence and Chinese technology that can threaten national security. This is SRN News. Tis the season for Christmas miracles.
It seems to happen every year. People dropping crazy amounts of money into the kettles of Salvation Army bell ringers. In Des Moines, Iowa this month, someone deposited a gold South African coin worth almost $3,000. A bell ringer outside of Kroger in southern Indiana found a gold nugget in his kettle, estimated value $50,000. The Salvation Army's annual Christmas campaign accounts for a big chunk of the Christian ministry's annual budget. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences unveils its Oscar shortlist in 10 categories, and transgenderism is front and center. Netflix transgender drug lord drama Amelia Perez was most named, advancing an international feature. The documentary shortlist is Will and Harper, a movie about actor Will Ferrell and his friend Harper Steele, a guy claiming to be a woman. This is SRN News. There's a snow tire recall.
A company that sells replacement winter tires is recalling over 500,000 of them in the United States. That's because they don't have enough snow traction to meet North American standards. Prinks Changshan Tire North America is recalling certain Fortune Tormenta and Prinks High Country tires with three peak mountain snowflake symbols on the sidewalls. The company says the tires passed European tests, but likely wouldn't meet traction standards in North America. U.S. safety regulators say tires without sufficient snow traction can increase the risk of a crash. The company is working on a way to fix the problem. I'm Haya Panjwani.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams, who's due back in court Friday for a status hearing, is seeking a pause in his corruption case until President Trump is inaugurated. His lawyer filed a motion Tuesday night to put the corruption case on hold till January 20th. More details at SRNnews.com.